Kicking it off here, 2026. It is true. Hi, it's Mike and Kim. The ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. Now, we know it's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible, covering all corners of agriculture from grain to gears. It's what real ranchers read Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com.
And a happy new year from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. So, again, season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
And Rick and Lynn Shippey are sending out holiday greetings from Shippey Realty and Auction in Winter, South Dakota. They hope that your holiday season has been a special time for connection and cheer. Happy holidays. And Happy New Year from Lynn, Rick, and staff.
So I wanted to share something. Paul Harvey, I think, is the originator of this. I don't know if he had written this or not, but it's called Dirt Roads. What's mainly wrong with society today is that too many dirt roads have been paved. There's a problem in America today. Crime, drugs, education, divorce, delinquency. That would be remedied if we just had more dirt roads, because dirt roads give character. People that live at the end of dirt roads learn early on that life is a bumpy ride, that it can jar you right down to your teeth sometimes, but it's worth it if at the end is home, a loving spouse, happy kids, and a good dog. We wouldn't have near the trouble with our educational system if our kids got their exercise walking a dirt road with other kids from whom they learn how to get along. There was less crime in our streets before they were paved. Criminals didn't walk two dusty miles to rob or rape if they knew they'd be welcomed by five barking dogs and a double-barreled shotgun, and there were no drive-by shootings. Our values were better when our roads were worse. People did not worship their cars more than their kids, and motorists were more courteous. They didn't tailgate by riding the bumper, or the guy in front would choke you with dust and bust your windshield with rocks. Dirt roads taught patience. Dirt roads were environmentally friendly. You didn't hop in your car for a quart of milk. You walked to the barn for your milk. For your mail, you walked to the mailbox. What if it rained and the dirt road got washed out? Well, that was the best part. Then you stayed home and had some family time, roasted marshmallows and popped popcorn and pony rides on Daddy's shoulders. And you learned how to make prettier quilts than anybody. At the end of dirt roads, you soon learned that bad words tasted like soap. Most paved roads lead to trouble. Dirt roads more likely lead to a fishing creek or a swimming hole. At the end of a dirt road, the only time we even locked our car was in August, because if we didn't, some neighbor would fill it with too much zucchini. At the end of a dirt road, there was always extra springtime income from when city dudes would get stuck. You'd have to hitch up a team and pull them out. Usually, you got a dollar. Always, you got a friend at the end of a dirt road. That was by Paul Harvey.
That's really good. If you've ever driven very much on a dirt road, that is special. This is from Ruth Hobbs, actually. This is called Finding Joy. You've made it here the first week of the new year. And it may have been a hard year this last year. You may have dealt with unexpected stuff, and yet you kept going. You showed up, you gave, and you loved, and you tried. So this week, look forward to the future, but also take a moment to look back and be proud. Proud of you. You made it. That's Finding Joy, again shared by Ruth Hobbs with us.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants to wish everyone a very happy new year and invite you to go to visitvalentine.com to find out more about Bull Bash 2026, February 14th. Just so happens that's on Valentine's Day this year. So check that out and maybe start planning a little vacation trip down the scenic Niobrara River or International Dark Skies area out at Merritt Reservoir. One of the many outdoor things to do in the wide open spaces. It's at visitvalentine.com.
Hey, we're right here at the first of the year, so we better have some New Year's jokes, don't you think?
All right.
Okay. What is a New Year's resolution?
Something that you don't intend to keep.
Something that goes in one year and out the other.
Or some of them get repeated year after year.
That's true. What do snowmen like to do on New Year's Eve?
Go to a New Year's Eve party.
They like to chill out.
Oh, well.
At that party.
Kind of depends.
Yeah. And let's wrap it up with this. Mike, youth is when you're allowed to stay up on New Year's Eve. Middle age is when you're forced to.
Kind of gets that way. Happy New Year, everyone, from Mike and Kim and the good stuff.